All right, welcome everybody. This is going to be a brief intro. It's me, BC, and it's the Nightmare J, and we're here to introduce the newest segment to Wrestling with the Truth. We're going to call this WTF.
WTF.
I'll come up with a catchy jingle, maybe. it's our newest.
The fudge.
Exactly.
It's what our... the frig?
What the frig, bud?
I wish I could do it in Trailer Park Boys voice, but I can't. What the frig, Julian?
Maybe we should change the name to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, bud. Only Maritimers will get that.
No, Trailer Park Boys are all over TikTok. The Tikataka.
Anyways, you can take a guess what WTF is. Maybe it's just Wrestling Talk Friday. I don't know.
Oh, I like what you did there.
But we know what it's about. Anyways, this is our newest segment where we're going to take a look at items in the news that makes us say,
what the f***?
Bruh.
And that could be wrestling news. It could be real life news. It could be just a tweet that somebody seems to have gone off the deep end to talk about something. I don't know. There's been plenty of those lately. But we're going to focus this week for our initial segment on a pretty big WTF. And that's the news about ROH. So ROH is releasing all their roster and shutting down operations just to revamp business strategies and try to come up with something new. And what do you thought?
Just a little more clarity on it. From my understanding, anyway, they're running from now until the end of the year, now being October, till the end of the year as normal. They're going to have, I think it's Final Battle, I think is the name of the last show they do in December. So it's business as usual for then, until then, except that apparently, again, we're basing this on reported rumors and speculations, but apparently...
In a press release ROA.
Yes, press release came out after. The press release came out to establish some things, but we're speculating on, we're going to make our opinions, I guess, on some things. But yeah. I guess even the press release... did note, I think, maybe that the contracted talent that they have now will be able to leave from now until the end of the year too and work other places if they so choose. And then shut her down, and then the attempt or hope would be that come April they come back up for, I think, Supercard, or I believe that's the pay-per-view in April.
Supposedly. There's a lot of hope in that.
Supposedly.
Who knows where all that talent that they are expecting for those cards are going to be situated at that point.
So, like Table said it, that would mean basically they have no contracted wrestlers. There's a zero wrestler roster. There's nobody on the roster. We don't know if that means on-air talent or interviewers or anyone to that extent for the show. I've also read that Ring of Honor TV will be going on in the time period that they're sort of shut down. It will be just going back through the back catalog and sort of doing that thing. So it's not like Ring of Honor TV is going away from the beginning of the year till April. It's just they're not going to have new shows. All that to be said, in that we now learn that the latest is that they will go forward in April with non-contracted talent, in that they will basically run every TV taping with essentially, I guess, purely independent workers, i.e. not exclusive, no sort of agreement. I guess you just show up and you can kind of get on the show kind of thing. I know that sounds a little flippant, but that's what I understand it to be. You just, hey, we need you for a TV taping. Can you show up and work? We'll pay you that, whatever fee that you want for that day. So I don't know about you. My take is I don't like it. How am I supposed to get invested in a company now going forward that I don't even know who's on the roster day to day or week to week or show to show? So I don't know. I was in a weird way excited to hear it because I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe this is them acknowledging, okay, we're going to pivot from our current direction, our current strategy, our current focus. We're going to pivot. We need a couple months to sort of get our ducks in a row, and we're going to come back stronger with this new sort of vision, and hopefully we can re-sign the guys that may not have got long-term deals somewhere else, and we'll bring them back, and then maybe we've got other people on our list that we want to target. Maybe we'll go poach some Impact guys, whatever, etc. You know what I mean? So that was my hope, and that they come back stronger with a new sort of direction and a new vision. Maybe I'm completely wrong on this, but if it's just to sort of come back and do a new logo and do the exact same show you were doing, but without contracted wrestlers, yeah, I don't know. I'm not for that. I guess that doesn't appeal to me. I don't know about you.
It's very strange. I got to say I don't know. It's a different strategy.
Yeah, but not only unconventional strategy, it seems like a stupid strategy, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Like if you're going to have a weekly TV show, why would you want to go backwards and be an independent style promotion? I'm baffled by it, I guess. I don't see the benefit to them to do that. Apart from money, maybe, but that's...
To me, you're taking the chance of never getting some of these top stars back.
Right.
I mean, you just let them be out there on the market. You've got two companies that are hungry for talent, and...
That'll poke... Like, Impact and AEW is going to be all over this. Also, it's reported that Sinclair, their owner, wasn't involved in this decision. It was not a Sinclair mandate or a decision from their owners to be like, hey, you need to do XYZ. So if that's the case, I don't understand this as a strategy to make your wrestling company stronger. It doesn't add up to me. How can you at all book? You can't even book a month out, let alone 6 months out, right? I mean, if you don't have a sweet clue who's going to be there at each taping, how in the hell can you book long-term storylines? So essentially we're tuning into a show to, hey, tune in this week to insert random superstar here to see them. You know, it's like, I don't know. And maybe they're just going with a, hey, come watch two guys have a really super competitive match with no storyline. I guess that could be a thing, but I don't know about, we've already kind of gone down this road many times, but that's not going to probably, as people like to say, put butts in seats. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And the other thing I was trying to look up, and I can't remember who it was, I think, and don't misquote me on this, but I think it was Fightful Select reported that ROH's TV rights or their library is up for sale as well.
Okay, well, that makes a whole hell of a lot more sense if that's the case. Because a lot of people were just speculating when the news first broke, okay, well, they're done, they're folding and all that stuff, and they're just trying to make it look like they're going to try and come back. But then the latest announcement made me think, no, they're really trying to just redo this, but with a different style. But I've not heard that. And if that's the case, I don't know how you exist going forward. If somebody owns your back catalog as Ring of Honor, and like, let's say Tony Khan buys it or something, right? I don't envision Vince probably interested, but maybe he would be. But it makes way more sense for Tony Khan to go out there and buy it, especially given that we hear he's trying to start a streaming service from the ground up too, which he would need a catalog to do that, of a lot more catalog than he has now. That makes more sense if you're trying to offload it. But then if you just offload it and let's say they do sell that catalog, what? Like, definitely what the hell? Like, then you're going to still unless you're going to have a different name or I don't know. Like, how is that even? That's a WTF moment for sure, because that doesn't make a lick of sense if you're going to have somebody else own your back catalog as Ring of Honor and still try and be Ring of Honor going forward. What the hell? Like, that's bananas in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm just checking out. I'm sorry, I don't think it was Fightful Select. I think it was Wrestling Inc. But yeah, ROH Tape Library reportedly for sale. Now, we don't like to jump on these sites and look at this, but
Wrestling Inc.'s they're pretty good, though.
We were trying to just piece together what the heck's going on. And when you're right, when they're getting rid of their library, that means they're moving forward in a different direction.
That's a way different scenario.
Lost your chance to show all this footage of your past.
Which then my original idea would make more sense if you were trying to get rid of that. But then my original thought being, okay, you're going to go in a totally different direction. Maybe, I know people are getting NXT 2.0-esque. But then to not have contracted wrestlers, that doesn't make much sense. Then
I don't think
it just doesn't add up. None of this adds up.
Things don't look good, in my opinion, for ROH. And that's a shame.
I was optimistic at first, thinking it was a good thing. But now, the more I hear, now I'm like, okay, I think this actually might. They're not coming back in April, I don't think.
And this is just kind of your publicity to say, no, we're not going away. But, I mean, you know how fast the wrestling world moves.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, for you to be gone for roughly 6 months, that's a lifetime.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm actually sort of going to say this, and it's counter to what I just literally said, text somebody earlier. I said, well, what benefit is there from them to put that dog and pony show to say, oh, we're going to try? But I guess at the end of the day, if you're trying to sell that library, you might want to keep some value there, right? By saying, well, we're going to try and come back, or at least entice people to watch till the end of the year, maybe. I guess maybe that is the benefit. But yeah, this is now more and more adding up to, like, I'm giving this a 10-15% chance of coming back in April then, if that's the case.
Yeah. And that's,
it just, nothing adds up.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, but
it's too bad. Because I believe we talked about this. They were the second longest running promotion, I think, going still, right? Because they, I believe, Trump TNA Impact for that from time. I believe. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But they were around the same time, 2002-ish, I think.
Well, we don't want to get into too much rumor and conjecture here. We just wanted to just touch on this for a few minutes. And honestly, this is one which is a head scratcher, and it's one where we're saying, what the?
Bruh.
Yeah.
You know, so chime in. Chime in, all you folks, all your listeners, and feel free to give your opinion. Hit us up on our social media at WWTT Pod and give some comments on this. What are your thoughts? Where do you think this is going? Do you think this is the end of the era for ROH? Do you think this is truly is a revamp, or do you think this is the last that we've seen?
And do you think that it could ever work where you didn't have? We're talking about a show that's on TV weekly, trying to compete with Impact and AEW. Do you think it would ever work to not have regularly contracted wrestlers that you knew were going to be there every week? Like, if you think that's, I would love to hear how someone wants to explain to me how that's going to work. And I'm genuinely saying that. I would genuinely want to hear your take on that. But to me, it's just impossible. It's not a success.
All right. We'll leave it there. Anyways, this is our first go at the new segment of WTF, and let's get some feedback. Let's see if you like it. And, feel free to send us topics to discuss on this one. Just reach out to us, DM us, or our email address, the longest and most dangerous email address in all of podcasting, WWTT@WrestlingWithTheTruthPodcast.com.
Also, no pressure on BC, but this better have some really good intro music for this segment. Like real good. like road Mavs road report good, like, because that was pretty good, so I'll give you props on that. I will give credit where credit is due and pay the devil is due. BC has been doing a shit ton of engineering work in the back end of this pod, because I don't do shit all, so I'm just gonna throw it out there. So major props for you and all the work you've been doing on the pod lately, from the Twitter to the designing of the stingers, if you will. I don't know if that's the right terminology for it, but we'll go with that. And I'm very fortunate to have this Jay Brone as my partner here.
Well, you pay me well.
That's true. That
hey, very true. Bonus points to you and a free t-shirt if you can tell me what the intro to Mav's Road Report was from.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. What TV show did that intro?
Oh, the intro. I was thinking Girls in Cars, but the intro. I don't know. I don't know. Did we rip somebody off? Is that?
Oh yeah, I totally ripped it from from a TV show. But all right,
put it out to the.
I'm going to put it out there. There's a T-shirt in the offing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, let's call it the Twitterverse. A T-shirt in the offing. When we finally get our T-shirts here, tell us what TV show. Was that
me? Because I don't even know.
What TV show was the intro to Mavs Gillis's Road Report from?
There you go. Bum, bum, bum.
All right.
On that note,
what the?
Bruh.
And we.
What the? Bleep? Can you insert a bleep? Sorry.
Just trying to close this bad boy out. WTF, man, let me do it.
I really want you to do what the bleep. Okay. That'd be amazing.
I'll do a bleep. What the?
Bruh.
On that note, I'm Sam. What the?
Bruh.
And we are out of here.
Out of here.